SBS Filipino.
Mabuhay. I'm Mark Liabres. Today I'll be talking sports with a special guest, Coach Eric Altamirano, the head of the National Basketball Training Center in the Philippines and former Philippines basketball player. Welcome to SBS Filipino, Coach.
Yeah, well, thank you. Love to be here in Sydney.
Firstly, welcome to Australia. Has Sydney been good to you in this visit?
Yes, definitely. I really enjoyed the people, the kids, and everything else. The food, the places.
That's awesome. Tell us, Coach, what is the reason for your visit? How long have you been here?
I've been here since last Saturday and I'll be going back tomorrow. But the reason why I'm here is because they invited me to do a camp for kids.
How often do you have these training camps in Sydney?
Oh, this is the first time, but hopefully there'll be more.
Why is it important to travel outside of the Philippines to look for basketball talent?
Well, as far as our program is, National Basketball Training Center, our objective is really to identify talents. So we're not limiting the identification process only in the Philippines. I know that in other parts of the world, there are also Filipinos. And this is also our way of giving them an opportunity to be discovered and hopefully be able to play in a higher league, especially in the Philippines.
Does that help your grassroots level in the Philippines, though?
Yeah, of course. In the Philippines, basketball is the number one sport, so it's very developed. But I see that there's still a lot of room for improvement, especially for Filipino players outside of the Philippines.
How long have you been coaching, and what did you do before leading the program of the National Basketball Training Center?
Well, I've been coaching for more than 20 years. Now, and my passion now is really to help grassroots programs, especially the youth basketball, and NBTC is a very good avenue to do that.
What are the strengths of Filipino basketball players that have over other nationalities?
Well, they say that Filipinos are really good in ball handling, dribbling. Maybe we need more improvement in shooting. But in terms of playing the game, I think we're at par with the world. Maybe all we needed is just height.
That's true. It's like all sports. If given a wish, which championship team would you love to have coached?
Well, I always look up to Coach Popovich of the San Antonio Spurs. So I'd love to be part of that group. You know, they play team ball and they share the ball and they're very fundamentally sound.
Just a lighthearted question now. Do you have any strange habits as a coach or as a person?
I consider myself as a very disciplined person, so I expect that also from my players. So I'd like to have a structure in everything that I do. And I think that shows also in our training.
Who have been the most influential people in your life?
Well, of course, I've been around basketball for a long time. So I would say that my coaches have been my mentor. Of course, aside from that, my parents and also the people that I look up to and famous people that have been very good leaders, not only in the Philippines, but also in the world.
What motivates you or drives you as a coach?
Well, I you know, I'm a Christian and I'm a firm believer that, everything that happens to me is within God's purpose and plans. And so I've always given that as my purpose in life is to honor the Lord and glorify Him through the talent that He has given me, which is through basketball.
That's great. What is the proudest or most successful moment you've had to date?
I was blessed to win some championships, so I would consider that as one of the proudest moments in my life. Of course, aside from that's my family, you know, having my kid, my children, and being married to a beautiful and wonderful wife.
So it's more than basketball sometimes.
Yes, yeah.
I'd have to agree. Okay, we often see the rewards and success as spectators, but never the hard work, the blood, sweat, or tears that goes behind the scenes. How often do you coach a week, and what do you do to relax?
Oh, coaching is a 24/7 job. Yeah, so there's not a moment that I'm not thinking about basketball. Of course, there's time for rest and recreation, but there's a lot of sacrifice involved in the sport. You know, you just have to give all you've got, whether that's on and off the court.
You don't have any... What's your downtime? Is there something that people don't know that you do?
Yeah, well, my downtime, I would say just spending time with my family, you know, going out and, you know, trying to watch movies, go to the mall, go to the beach. So mostly family stuff.
Coach, lastly, and thank you for your time, can you please finish this sentence for me? Basketball is...
Well, basketball is life. You know, I'd love to say that because basketball is a very good exercise on how to face life's struggles and adversities. You know, just like life, basketball, there's a lot of ups and downs, and it teaches you how to handle adversities, and it really builds your character.
Okay, Coach. Maraming salamat. I know you're a busy man. We look forward to our next meet. Thank you.
Thank you also for having me in this interview.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.